This is a Clearview original.
This episode of the Clearview Today Show is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine.
The Mighty Musca, who's it?
The Mighty Muscadine. It's a grape, and it's grown right here in North Carolina. In fact, the Muscadine grape is North Carolina's state grape.
I thought North Carolina's grape was the Scuppernong grape.
Shh. The Muscadine grape produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when it's under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a whole host of health benefits.
Well, that's all well and good, but in my experience, anything healthy typically tastes like dog water.
And that's the magic of using real natural Muscadine grapes. Muscadine grapes have two extra chromosomes than regular table grapes have. Those extra chromosomes provide a much-needed genetic ability to help build your health. Unlike other fruits or berries, the Muscadine grape can resist mold, bacteria, and viruses without the use of harmful chemicals.
Yeah, but the problem is I'm very rarely in the mood for grape juice.
Well, good news. You can head over to MightyMuscadine.com and see that they have an entire lineup of products designed for everyday use. If you work out, they have protein powder. I know you wash your hair and brush your teeth, right?
Not very often.
That's gross. But if you're a normal person who does, they have shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste. They have a one-a-day dietary supplement. They have body lotion. I'm telling you, these guys have it all.
Sounds expensive.
Not at all. All of their products are extremely affordable.
Even for a skinflint like me?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you in on a little secret because I like you so much. I'm going to give you this promo code. It's T-O-D-A-Y. Promo code TODAY. You use that promo code at checkout and get yourself a sweet discount. And every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show. Don't miss this opportunity to supercharge your health and well-being with the incredible power of Mighty Muscadine. Visit their website now. That's MightyMuscadine.com. And use that promo code T-O-D-A-Y. You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right, and we want you guys to help us keep the conversation moving forward. You can do that by supporting the show, share it online with your friends and families. Leave us a good, glowing five-star review.
Radiant five-star review.
Like just shining like the sun on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. I guess I should say Apple Podcasts. That's what it really is nowadays, right? They don't sell podcasts on iTunes no more.
I don't think so.
They don't put
I think it's Apple Podcasts.
Yes, Apple Podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasting content from, leave us a five-star review. We're going
to
leave some links.
Back in my day, we had to get our Apple Podcasts from the iTunes store.
The year was 2003. The movie that was out was Shrek, and I watched it in the theaters, and I went home, and I downloaded a podcast. It was the future of radio.
Anyway.
Oh, my.
Y'all know what to do. Just leave us some reviews.
The verse of the day today is coming from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
There's a reason this theme keeps showing up in the Bible. It's all over the Psalms. It's all over Revelation. It's because what we're going to be doing for eternity. And when I really got my head around that, you know, we have a guy here at Clearview who kind of helps coach our worship team and who kind of coaches me as a young worship leader. And when he told me that what we're doing truly is designed to be done for all of eternity. It is perhaps the most important training that you can get here on earth is how to worship God appropriately and how to worship him properly. That changed my entire perspective. And I when I read that, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory," and I think about the time that we're going to spend, the endless time that we're going to spend around his throne, my heart just swells. Yeah. It's something different. It just makes me think of worship much differently.
Yeah. Worship is powerful, and there's a reason that worship is emphasized and commanded throughout
mm-hmm.
Scripture.
That's right.
And worship through music. So there are a lot of people who are listening that might be like, "Oh, music isn't my thing. I don't sing, blah, 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 blah."
Or that music is an inappropriate way to worship God. I didn't realize there's actually people out there who believe that you should only worship with your voice. That's crazy.
But music, worship through music is commanded through Scripture because music does something. It,
mm-hmm.
it brings us together. It unites us. It focuses our minds and our hearts. And there's a reason that God has gifted us music so that we can turn it around and offer it as an offering of worship to him.
That's
and
right.
John, you said it best. That's training for what we're going to be doing for
mm-hmm.
eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean we're going to be sitting up on a cloud like a cherub in a little, you know, glowing loincloth singing forever and ever. But it does mean that we're going to be operating in a spirit of worship forever.
That's right.
So you better get used to the idea of worship now.
And if you need some help doing that, you can get the Date the Word app on your phone. And every single day you can get verses just like this one, designed really to keep you in God's word, to keep your heart constantly seeking him and hungering after his word. You can do that by going to the Apple Store or by going to Google Play and downloading the app for free right now. Every single day connects today's date to God's word with the hope of making it more memorable for you.
That's right.
Well, today is Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for our Monday segment. That's all the small things. This is the show where, or this is the part of our show where we talk about these little things in life that God has given us to enjoy. And I got to tell you, something has really been making me not too happy lately, but it has given me the goal to go back to. And that is when I walk into a room and I just see a blank table. A clear countertop, if you will. Mm-hmm. My heart just swells within me.
Sure.
Just like we were talking about this when I think about worship before eternity, I get a similar, although albeit a smaller joy, should I say, out of a clear countertop. Now, I'm looking at this table here. We got cups. We got hats. We got, you know, little phone thing. I got the little, the little stream deck. Mm-hmm. Microphones, papers, books you can't see off camera. It's a little cluttered, but fine.
Well, and largely functional. I mean,
Yeah.
There's everything here serves the purpose.
I look over there. You're not going to be able to see it on camera, but that's over there in the editorial production zone. Mm-hmm. That's bad.
That's a nightmare.
That makes me. There's cables. There's plants. There's monitors. Speakers. All this kind of stuff. Wires.
It makes me
adapters.
Unwell in my spirit.
It makes me feel bad to me. So at home. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, and I was not this way, but I have become like this way over time because she, and I think a lot of women, when they see a clear countertop, the house does not have to be clean. It doesn't have to be organized. It just has to appear that way.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
When they come home and they just see a clear countertop, clear table, the joy of the Lord is upon them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have become that way to where now when I walk into the sound booth, I want it to be completely clear.
Right,
I don't
right.
want anything. Like if a little paper is out of line, it bothers me. So yeah. I got to fix it. And so I'm just wondering now, because we're in a time of transition where there's a new building coming. Nothing is clean. Nothing's going to be clean.
No, no.
Look at that. Is that in the switch? It is. Okay. So there's Nick. If you're watching the video.
Also, shout out to Nick. That's the first time some of you have seen what he looks like.
Yeah, that's Dr. Shaw's son, Nicholas Shaw. So, okay. Let's just get a breakdown. I see batteries, cables, switcher. Some of that stuff has to be there. Yeah. Empty water bottle.
Look. Hate. Double hate.
Loathe entirely. There's SD cards. I think two of those are mine, by the way. Trash. I mean, this is... Why am I... Here's the better question. Why am I going to publicize our trashiness?
I don't know.
We've got a guest coming in, by the way. We got
to
get this cleaned up before. We got
to
get this cleaned up before Stu Epperson, who really is the CEO of the network that we're on. Like, this is a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get this taken care of.
Yeah, let's take a break and get this taken care of.
We're going to take a quick break, take a quick cleaning break, and then we'll bring Dr. Shaw and our special guest in. We'd love to hear from you guys about your workstation. Do you keep it messy or do you keep it neat?
Y'all know y'all keep it messy.
252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, you.
Me?
No, not you. You, listening to the Clearview Today Show. You're here right now because you love Christian talk radio, and I'm 100% down for that. But what if I told you that Clearview Church also produces original music?
That's right. At Clearview, we're more than just a church. We're a vibrant family where everyone is encouraged to worship God right where they are.
We wanted to make sure that your worship doesn't stop when you walk out the door on Sunday morning.
Our music is more accessible than ever. You can worship God in any situation, in the car, at home, in the gym, while cleaning your house, wherever you are, we'll be right there with you.
You can check us out on Apple Music or on Spotify, anywhere digital music is consumed. We got a few singles out right now. We have an EP out as well. And right now, at this moment, actually, we are working on our first ever full-length original album. Hopefully that's going to be out sometime this coming summer.
Clearview Worship on iTunes and Spotify is your 24/7 place for inspiration and worship. Follow us today and let God's message of hope, love, and faith be a guiding light in your life.
Amen. Let's hop back into the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we are here with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show, alongside very, very special guests. You wanna do the honors, my friend?
Very special guest, our personal friend and the owner and CEO of the Truth Network, Mr. Stu Epperson Jr.
Blocks, everybody. Stu Epperson. Good to see you, my friend. Our studio audience approves. He looks all like right. The president. He's like, thank you. Thank you very much.
He'll be signing autographs later.
Well, Stu Epperson is here with us this afternoon. Stu, is so good to see you. Listen, we were talking earlier in the intro today about clean countertops, how good it makes you feel when you come in and you see there's no clutter on the desk. There's no like papers spilling all over the place. No desk toys done fall over, batteries, cables, all that stuff. That very rarely happens anywhere I'm involved. How often does that happen over the Truth Network? You walk in, just clean countertops all over the place.
Well, let us know you're coming, right? So we can get it in order. Well, it's interesting. We have I walked off the air the other day, and I had three guys in there pushing buttons because somehow the SRN News feed didn't come. Oh. They're trying to find out what the problem is. So, but it's a work in progress.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah. Constantly.
I think there's definitely important to be organized, right? And have that cleanliness. But I think the godliness definitely trumps everything.
Yeah.
Getting the message out.
That's
and sometimes
right.
It's sticky, and sometimes, you step in chewing gum on your way to the mission field, and you don't have time
sticky.
To get it off.
That's
right. You make that noise the whole way there.
Amen. Your office is the if I can say this, is the epitome of just pristine cleanliness. But do you ever walk out? I think it is. It typically is. Like, your desk is very rarely got stuff on it.
Right.
Do you ever like go home or somewhere or even just go to other parts of the church and you're like, man, this place is just spotless? Or is it always like there's cables, there's papers, there's stuff?
You guys have changed so much through the years.
Really?
I remember the first time I was like, oh my goodness, this is chaos. This is chaos. But now, I mean, they keep it spotless. They have it organized. John's wife gets back there, and she'll have everything labeled and put together, and she gets pretty angry when people mess it up.
Well, I was actually going to say that. What changed? It wasn't that we changed. It's that women started actually doing stuff here.
Ryan's wife as well.
Yes.
She was with the nursery and the children's church. Mm-hmm. I mean, she does a phenomenal work. And then my wife is here organizing the resource center with the books and all those things.
Yeah.
It's great,
clean.
Great to have those ladies.
That's right.
What I was going to say. Thank God for our wives.
Amen. I listened to you like last week driving through Lake Norman on the new 98.5.
Yeah.
It was so
awesome.
Cool. And
wow.
Of course, I'm wanting to take videos and take pictures and text, but I'm like, I'm driving, so I better be careful.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed the chemistry. I love hearing from this man of God.
Yeah. Wow. Amen.
Amen.
And
thank
I just
you.
Love what God's doing here at Clearview.
Amen. 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 Man, we are excited to have you on the show. And, on today's episode, we've been doing this together for a while, but we wanted to give our listeners a chance to hear from you and to hear from you, Dr. Shah, about what is our mission collectively? Like, what are we trying to do together with the Truth Network, the Clearview Today Show? So in light of that, maybe Stu and then Dr. Shah, what is the daily encouragement for our listeners and our viewers today?
Well, my daily encouragement, I've asked three people today this question, one on the phone and two in person. How is your soul?
True.
So I've been drilling deep in Mark 8, where Jesus says, what would a man give in exchange for his soul?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of speakers, commencement speakers, graduation speakers, motivating, challenging the kids. Hey, go out there, love yourself, find yourself, kick the world's butt, earn a bunch of money, and all of this. And Jesus kind of gave a different commencement message.
That's right.
In Mark.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He said, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me.
Follow me.
That's right.
But then he asked this question, this value question, what would a man give in exchange for his soul?
Right.
And so that's just convicted me.
Yeah.
And I thought, in the way I asked this of a high-level executive earlier today, I said, very few people ask me this. It's more about how's the family, how the kids, where are they going to school, what's going on, how's the construction, things like that.
Right.
But I said, I just want to ask you, how is your soul? Mm-hmm. And I really hope you don't ask me that, because that's a little invasive and a little uncomfortable. But anyway, that's been my thought, and what God's been working on me recently to kind of live there, because there is nothing more valuable than
that's
your soul.
Right. That's 100%.
The body's going to fade. We can, everything in our world says make your body better, right? Mm. And but we say heaven's so great. Well, then what are we emphasizing material and worldly things. It's not that we shouldn't work out.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously, at least three out of the four of us do. I mean, look at these guys. Look at these three specimens right here.
You don't work out, Steve?
Well, I don't want to show off. I mean, I can put some plates in the air.
You know? There you go.
That's my challenge. How is your soul?
Right.
And how is the spiritual, that which is eternal? You know, 2 Corinthians 4:18, you know, we focus on things unseen rather than things that are seen.
That's
things
right.
which are seen are temporal. Things which are unseen, like your soul, are eternal.
That's right.
Right. It lines up with what I see every day, and I encourage people to is find Christ.
That's right.
And that's the goal of our church, is to make Christ visible. Exactly what Stu said just now, you know, seeing things that are visible versus invisible. We're making Christ visible.
That's right.
That's our goal.
That's the whole point.
And so even right now in our building, we have different organizations meeting for different purposes. We let them use this place, but our ultimate goal is that someone walking through here, through a conversation, maybe just looking at a notice board or picking up a bulletin that's lying there, or actually having a conversation with them,
right.
which I think is very important, they will come to see Christ and their need for salvation. Yeah. That is the heart of everything we do.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. I think people in ministry especially, it's easy to lose sight of the stakes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the stakes are, well, if we don't do this right, not as many people will attend church. Or if we don't say this the right way, or if we don't get organized, then people will leave and they'll go to some other church. And it's easy to forget that the stakes are eternal. You know what I mean? Like the stakes of the battle are way higher than we give credit for. And I love the way you said it, Stu, that like the soul is the most precious thing that you have is your soul. So you got to think, like, even doing this radio show right now, the goal isn't to get people listening so that numbers on the screen go up or that more money comes in. The goal is that people would hear and be saved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love it. And I love how that ties in with the name of the ministry here. And every time I've been around you all, I always have a clearer view of what's really important.
Yeah.
And,
right.
you know, this is what everything you're doing from behind the pulpit to your great books you've published to your teaching at the seminary level to the discipleship happening with your team, your leaders, and all of that. And on this radio and the podcast, the broadcast, you are giving folks a clear view of what, or really more importantly, who
that's right.
is
that's
important,
right.
you know, Jesus Christ. And so I would like to publicly thank you for that and how it's impacted my own life.
Amen.
Thank you. No, we are grateful to you. We say that often, and I hope it never becomes just rote. We really mean it.
Yes.
God has used you tremendously to be a blessing to us
100%.
So that we can be a blessing to our community and to the world.
Yeah.
And this radio show has been just amazing. Absolutely. Just an answer to prayer.
That's right.
Thank you.
And while we've got you here, since you are a captive audience, much of our audience does not know your story, does not know kind of, you know, your journey through radio. You were kind of born into this world. Will you just take a minute and just share with our listeners and our viewers kind of what makes Stu Epperson? What has led you to where you are?
What is the story thus far?
Yes, the story of Stu.
That's a great question. Nice. You know, for the first probably dozen or so years of my life, I had a great testifony.
Okay. Oh, dude, hang on one second.
That.
And then
that.
It became a testimony.
I got to get quicker on the draw with that.
I was in the Luke account of the publican and the Pharisee, I was the one praying, Lord, thank you, I'm not like that scallywag. I was the one that was not going to get to heaven. I was too good to go to heaven. And I had scriptures memorized. I probably led people to Christ. I had done missions trips.
That's
and
amazing.
I had led VBS. And I could fit in just right, answer all the questions and all that. And God really got a hold of my heart. And God really transformed me as an early teen to realize, wait a second, I need the righteousness of Christ. And I wasn't so much an outwardly unrighteous person.
Right.
You know, Lord, thinking I'm not like those kids partying or their home's messed up. And I had a great Christian home. I was so blessed, it's unreal.
Right.
You know, mom and dad did a Christian radio. Him and my uncle started a Christian radio company, Salem Media, 50 years ago. So I'm like a son of the pioneer. And you have great ministry, you know, in your
dad
pedigree,
well.
And God's really blessed. And it's just, you know, I think the older we get, the more we're grateful for that.
That's right.
Maybe younger, a little earlier on, we were like, oh, no, I got to go do that. And so I never really dreamed or visioned myself in broadcasting because my dad and uncle did it so well, and mom was involved too, until the Lord changed my heart in college and did something pretty cool there to get me. It was a part of starting a campus radio station, mm-hmm. of all things. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I just like, I love doing this.
Yeah. You know,
this is so cool.
What year was that?
This was circa 1992.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm taking a class to just have fun. The professor was like the absent-minded professor, an older guy, who was really a lot smarter than we thought he was.
Wow, yeah.
And it was an elective. I was a communications major.
Right.
And I took so much Bible. I was almost a Bible major. Mm-hmm. I was this close, but I took a lot of Bible courses, which I was really thankful now in what I do. But I had to take one more communications course in my elective, and the only one available at the only time that I could take with my fiance and my sister and all my best buddies and kind of goof off with a really soft professor was Broadcast 101. Mm. I'm like, hey, I'm going to breeze through this easy peasy. I could, you know, don't even need to study.
I know exactly everything he's saying.
I was going to say, I've heard this story before, but
I've been in this all my life. I'm like, I'm going to have no problem. Day one of class, I walk in and it's a, and we're in this beautiful, in Masters University, John MacArthur School, California. And we're in these under the oaks, this classroom, and we're in these little wooden desks. You know, we've got, you know, our back sacks and our books out. And so the professor gets up and says, okay, well, here's what we're doing for the class this semester. I'm like already cutting jokes and ready just to, you know, cut loose or we didn't have cell phones. That's probably good. You know, but, or fall asleep. He says, we are starting a Christian campus radio station on this campus. And that's going to be our project and you're going to be great based on that.
Wow. No pressure at all.
No pressure. And there's, you know, maybe 15, 20 of us in the class. And so I was, you know, whatever, you know. Then he says, now leadership starts at the top. Who's going to be our manager? Well, you know my reputation.
Uh-huh.
And you know that, you know, there everyone knew who I was. And, you know, I'm a senior at this time. Right. Right? And
College senior.
I was on my way to play pro basketball. I actually had some interest in some European teams.
Yeah.
Wow. I was on my way to go to law school, go to seminary, go to there's a really powerful communication school out there, Claremont had. And I was looking at all these options or go work somewhere, you know, or just go on the mission field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And suddenly everything changed.
Mm.
And he says, leadership starts out, who's our leader? And I kind of just kind of skulked underneath that, like tried to hide under that
desk. Right, right.
And everyone looked at me. Like, oh, he's our guy.
It's got to be
so
the
here I am, a general manager, so I got to find an engineer. I got to find sound guys. I got to find pastors to preach. I got to find a sales guy who will go sell advertising in a little local community, you know. And so I thought, oh, no. And then it was like an oh, me. Then it was like an amen.
Mm. Yeah. You know?
Wow.
All of a sudden. And so that was – and you know, I mean, the biggest thing as an early teen, like I mentioned, when the Lord really changed me from the inside out. Right. I had plenty of outside conformity, but he transformed my heart.
Mm.
And then it was now up to him. And even though it was, you know – tough getting to these spots, but the Lord just used all that to set me on the kind of to where I am today. And there are a whole lot of other, I went and worked in secular radio for a long time in Winston-Salem, and I loved it. Worked for the biggest secular radio company, iHeartMedia, and I sold country western and news talk and all that and made a lot of money, but there's some emptiness in me because I wasn't, I was listening to programming and selling programming that wasn't soul transforming.
Right.
You know, and you know, faith comes from hearing by the word of God. And so I needed soul care. Like we opened up talking about how's your soul. And so I left that job and bought a little station from my dad that was kind of dying, separate from Salem.
Mm-hmm.
See, Salem never had any stations in Salem, Winston-Salem.
Mm.
So like, Daddy, Uncle Ed, I'll go work for you. You want me to go to Atlanta? I'll go, you know, I'll go clean the control room in L.A., you know, but like God put a burden on my heart for the Bible Belt.
Wow.
You know, what's the Bible Belt? Well, that's everyone's a Christian, but hardly anyone knows what that means.
That's right.
You know, we have, you know, it's a mile wide, but an inch deep. Mm. And so God just put it on my heart when I woke up at 4 a.m. I'm in the secretary job. He says, truth for the triad, truth for the triangle, truth for Charlotte. And so that set off a series of things, and this station opened up where we started the Truth Network 25 years ago this year. And in our heart is like the answer to that prayer is being realized right here, right now, just inches away from me, because our passion is to put godly men of God who study the Bible, who hold to a high value of God's word in the gospel, and who preach it boldly, unapologetically. And so that's what we've set out to do is put friends like you on the radio, Dr. Shaw, that are faithful to do that. And so that's kind of the whole mission of the Truth Network. And then to mobilize our listeners to be plugged into churches like this where they can be built up, discipled, and then sent out
into the
world, because there's 3.2 billion who've never heard the gospel.
That's right. Right.
And that's really kind of the biggest thing that we're passionate about right now is that mobilization part.
That's awesome. And I know, Dr. Shaw, that's similar to your story as well.
Very similar. I'm listening to this and I'm going, wow.
I was honestly thinking y'all had like met and wrote it out beforehand. Because,
yeah, I mean, I came to Toccoa Falls College and joined the broadcast journalism program. I was a communications major, but I took that program because I was looking for the most secular degree there, because Dad wanted me to go and study the Bible for a couple of years before I go anywhere else. And so came there, and in 1992, we had a campus station, and this was part of our grade in broadcast class, is to run the campus station. Of course, they had the WRAF. They had that network. I mean, that was different, but the campus radio station was going to be run by students and led by students and all of that.
Right.
And so we began that. I don't know if it's still there or not, but I was not called to be the manager of that station, because I had no clue about broadcasting. But I learned and developed some skills that are helping me today.
Yeah, I would say that 99% of all radio media is felt need driven.
Right.
And you know what? I'm not knocking that. I want to hear something. You know, I was turning my Truth Network station on the way up here, and then I heard this song, "I Want to Know What Love Is." You know, I'm not going to sing anymore, because then I will drive your ratings right into the floor.
But they just took a drop.
But you know, once in a while, you want to hear something, an oldie, oldie goodie. You hear a couple guys cutting up in the morning.
Yeah.
But when you turn on Truth Network, it's not felt need, although there's some fun stuff.
Right.
It's real need.
That's right. That's
100%. And it's people are here. People are here. Listen, I spoke at a men's group last week, and I wasn't there to speak. I was there to support a guy who got saved, who used to be my customer when I was in secular radio. And he called me and said, "Stu, I got saved. I'm leading this men's group. Come to my church." I walk in. They all love Truth Network. It was like a love fest. And I'm getting up to leave. And a gentleman puts his hand on my shoulder and says, "Stu, I'm going to tell you something." He says, "You don't know me, but I was listening to AM 830 in 2003, I never heard anything like this, any kind of teachers like this before.
Wow.
And he said, "I just found this Truth Network station. I was listening." He says, "I can take you to the parking space in the food line that I pulled into to surrender my life to full-time ministry."
Wow.
That is amazing.
And he's telling me this with teared eyes. And he said, "Thank you for what you're doing." He says, "I'm serving in this church today because of the influence of that in my life." And I'm just like, wow, I'm done for the day. I'm going to go home.
Yeah, that's it. No more for me.
I still had three more meetings, a coffee with a pastor, and then I had to do the show Truth Talk Live.
Yeah.
And it still had a whole bunch of stuff going on. But I've been riding that wave from that testimony.
Wow. Incredible.
Just how God works and how there's miracle stories in you guys' lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how God brought you here in just this church. You just showed me around the church what God's doing. At Clearview, listeners, I don't care where you're listening, you got to come to Henderson, North Carolina. You might not leave.
Yeah, you might not, man.
A lot of folks, they move somewhere, they think, you know, now I got to find a church. But the way I'm seeing Clearview is I think people are thinking, "Hey, there's a church there. I'm going to go there.
Amen.
Now let me see where I can find a job. I can teach, I can plumb, I can paint, you know, but I want to get the nucleus of a church in my life clear view of God's will for my family, my marriage, my children, my grandchildren." And that's what's happening here. That's what's so exciting about being on your campus.
That's why we love
because
you say exactly what's on our hearts.
Yes. Amen.
Because that's the goal, is to have a place where the truth is proclaimed, that people actually are drawn to this place because they want to worship here, they want to hear, they want to raise their families.
That's right.
They want to disciple lost people in their lives and you know. And so that is the heart of who we are.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a big part of what we do. And Dr. Shaw, you mentioned earlier about different organizations using the facility right now. It's been too long since the church was the center of culture.
Right.
And there was a time past where that was true, and that time has unfortunately gone away. So much of culture has moved away from the church. But that's our desire. I know that's your desire, Dr. Shaw, that you shared before, that we would be a hub for people. We would be the nucleus that draws people in, and life and things are shaped here and impacted from this campus.
Right. Church is the body, right? People. But at the same time, the location is what we're referring to when you use that word church, is that we're allowing people to and inviting people to come and use the space here. So right now there's a store that is having their meetings here.
Yeah.
There's also a blood drive going on. There's mm-hmm. other events happening this evening.
Like, and yeah, I was going to say, like, not later this week. It's happening right now as we're
as we
recording.
Speak,
it's happening.
Going on.
There's two
I saw them coming
factions.
In here. I'm like, what are these people doing in a church? We don't allow those kind of people in here. But you guys are a light, and these people are coming to church and say, hey, these people love us, and they're welcoming us, and their arms are open.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And just imagine what happens when they come back Sunday with their family.
That's right.
And many do. And that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they come to know Christ, or at least are drawn one step closer to the gospel, and that's our goal. Back in, I want to say 2002 or three, somewhere there. This was right before church, and our location was not here. This was another side of town where the church was built and had been there for 40, 50 years. And I was teaching Sunday school, one of the men's classes, and absolutely nobody showed up. So I'm sitting there, and I decided to pray, and I say, God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what it will take. Is this the place where we're going to build our lives and touch this community for the rest of our lives? We don't know. And at the same time, I was reading Charles Spurgeon. I was reading one of his messages, and I was reading a message that he had preached on John chapter 12, verse 32. And the passage, I have it open in front of me. It says, "And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself." Amen. And that was about 20 years ago. And that has proven to be so true. Making Christ visible.
That's
what we have to do.
That's right.
Lift him up and see what will happen.
Amen.
Thank you both so much for today's episode. Hopefully today was encouraging to you all at home. If it was, write in and let us know. 252-582-5028. We'd love hearing from you. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and let us know what's coming from our Clearview Today Show family. Lots of great content coming your way for the rest of this week. Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.